My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Like
I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's here on 1250 AM. The Fan. It's college football season, and Wendy's is here to celebrate. Saucy Nug Party Pack is on the field and ready for a touchdown. Make this the sauciest tailgate season of all time by trying the Wendy's Saucy Nugs Party Pack. Pick from tasty flavors of saucy nugs like honey barbecue, garlic parm, and buffalo. Need a little more heat? Try the spicy garlic parm, spicy buffalo, spicy honey barbecue, and spicy ghost pepper nugs. Those have some kick, and we're not talking about a field goal. This deal is good for the whole party. Available at participating U.S. Wendy's. Joining us now on Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's, he is Ryan Hickey of the Infinity Sports Network. He, of course, produces for JR Sport Brief that you hear weeknights here on 1250 AM The Fan. Last night filling in, plus he's got his weekend show as well. Follow him on Twitter at Ryan_Hickey3. And you were a roller coaster of emotion last night, weren't you? You were on the Dolphins, then you were slamming Tua, and then Tua got hurt. That was a show of emotions.
That it was, Sparky. Thank you so much for having me. But yeah, that was you know what? The lesson learned there is just don't believe in the Dolphins. That's it. Anytime they play a good team, do not believe in them. Even if you think that good team, in this case the Bills, is the worst they've been in years, this is a good spot here for Miami. Don't take the bait. I didn't. Like you said, it was a roller coaster ride that went to hell.
Speaking of a roller coaster ride that went to hell, that's what I feel like Anthony Richardson is going to do to Colts fans for the foreseeable future at this point. And I've been promoting you since yesterday and today because I know you're a huge Colts fan. You're doing a Colts podcast too. And I wanted to get kind of your take on the Colts from kind of a fan perspective as far as what you're seeing. You saw Richardson last year before he got hurt. Now you've seen Richardson last week. What can Packer fans expect?
Expect a lot of sizzle and also maybe some freshman bumps, if you will. Like, he's still, like, Sparky, last year he started and finished one game. He has started 17 games since high school. Yep. So he is still insanely talented, but also very, very raw. And I think you saw that last week where, I'm sure Packer fans saw the highlights, he had two beautiful touchdown throws, but he also finished the game 9 of 19. He missed a lot of layups. He had some big third downs he could not convert, part of the reason why the Colts ended up losing to the Texans. He can make any play with the best of them, and he can light up any highlight reel. But now it's all about consistency. So I think you will see some dazzle without a doubt on Sunday in Lambeau. But the big question is, if he makes those, you know, small plays, the third and five over the middle, can you complete that pass? If he can make that, I think you'll see a lot of points at Lambeau for the Colts. If not, I think you'll see kind of an up and down, to use the example used before, roller coaster here, where it's some good and some really bad on Sunday.
I've been saying that I believe Richardson will give this Packers secondary two or three chances to get interceptions and turn the ball over on the Colts. You think that's fair?
Yeah, I think that's fair. I didn't think he played that poorly last week in terms of putting the ball in harm's way. I think the one interception, that game was also a little weird just because the Colts had new turf, so I'm not trying to make excuses, but guys are slipping, and the one interception he threw looked like maybe if the receiver, Kylan Granton, didn't slip, he could have been there, and he slipped, which allowed the defender to intercept it. But for that, I think he does – he takes challenges and takes risks, right? which I think you know most good quarterbacks do. I think that's fair to say. One, two, three passes that the Packers DBs will have an opportunity to make a play. I think that's fair to say.
I'm talking with our guy Ryan Hickey, Infinity Sports Network. Follow him on Twitter at Ryan_Hickey3. Let's talk about the wide receiving core for the Indianapolis Colts. It looks like Josh Downs is probably going to play in this one. What kind of problems will they present for the Packers?
So I think it's going to be a tough matchup here, I think, for Green Bay, because the Colts have a lot of receivers that do a bunch of different things. Michael Pittman is that possession receiver on the outside that is really good over the middle, that third down guy you want to rely on. Josh Downs, like you said, coming back off an ankle injury. We'll see how much he does play, but he's a shifty, in-the-slot kind of guy, very tough to cover one-on-one. A.D. Mitchell is just an athletic freak where he can go over the middle, he can go deep. They didn't get on the same page last week. Hopefully that does change here, but A.D. Mitchell was able to get open twice, just Anthony Richardson and him were not on the same page that could have went for two long touchdowns. So that's a guy that I think is close, and I think they do have an early chemistry. And then you have Alec Pierce. I'll be honest, Sparky, the forgotten receiver for me, where I thought A.D. Mitchell was going to come in and kind of take his spot, but because of the Downs injury, Alec Pierce is now on the field more, and that is what was supposed to be the Colts drafted him out of Cincinnati, their big-time prolific deep threat. And with Gardner Minshew last year, did not really work out too much because Minshew didn't push the ball down the field. And you saw it on the highlight, the 60-yard touchdown bomb that Richardson threw. The deep man he wants to find is Pierce. Two big-time catches. So the Colts they're very multiple, which I think is really good for this offense and really good for Shane Steichen. So they have a bunch of receivers that can do all sorts of different things, which I think is tough for any defense to match up with.
The other part about this, obviously, is going to be on the defensive side of the ball for the Indianapolis Colts, and this is where I think...
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to LinkedIn.com/results to claim your credit. That's LinkedIn.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We start talking about, you know, who's going to play quarterback because Matt LaFleur refuses to end the game of, oh, I think he may play, by listing Jordan Love as questionable today, which nobody around here believes. But with Malik Willis and Sean Clifford possibly splitting reps, or Malik Willis getting all the reps, I tend to think they're going to split because they both have split reps in practice this week. But we'll see what happens there. With the injuries that have happened to the Colts defense, with Juju Brents being out, Julian Blackmon listed out already, their safety with that shoulder injury. Don't know if DeForest Buckner and Kwity Paye are going to play. There's opportunity there probably for this Packers offense to do something.
Absolutely, which is why I think if you're Matt LaFleur, I think you play Sean Clifford. And I'm not just saying because I'm a Penn State guy. I do like my guy Sean Clifford. But, like, he gives you the better passing threat. You see him with Malik Willis now. Granted, it's a small sample size. He is not a very good thrower of the football. And I think if the Packers are going to win this game, you have to throw the ball. And this Colts secondary, even when fully healthy, they're gettable. They're not very good. You know, Juju Brents is their best cover corner. He's a second-year guy who was hurt for most of last year. Julian Blackmon is their best safety, but he's also hurt a bunch as well. And like you said, now out for week two, they have a ton of inexperienced guys now, all in that secondary outside of their slot guy and Kenny Moore. This secondary is just susceptible to get toasted. And you see with all these receivers that the Packers have, I think if you're LaFleur, forget Willis and his dynamic athletic ability. If you want to win this game, you have to put Sean Clifford in. Like, if Malik Willis is the quarterback, Sparky, on Sunday, I feel great about the Colts' chances to win. If it's Sean Clifford, I feel less so, just because, again, he can get the ball down the field, and the Colts' weakness now, big time, is going to be their secondary in this game.
And this Packers wide receiving core and tight ends, very young, can be very explosive and create problems. Let's talk about the rush game for both teams. Obviously, Badger fans well aware of Jonathan Taylor and how good he is for the Indianapolis Colts. The Packers have Josh Jacobs. I think this game very well could come down to whoever runs the football better against the opposing defense at the end of the day.
I agree. And that's why, for me, the biggest key is going to be the Colts' offensive line in this game. They got bullied last week against the Texans. Yeah, I give the Texans a lot of credit. I didn't think that they were tough up front, and they moved that Colts' offensive line, a very good and highly compensated offensive line. They moved him around. Jonathan Taylor finished last week 16 carries for 48 yards. That's it. He was basically a non-factor in this game. And the only reason why some of the Colts' rushing numbers are inflated is because Anthony Richardson got loose and had a few big runs. Otherwise, that run game was a big-time zero. I think for the Colts to win this game, they have to be able to run the ball effectively and efficiently. And so that I'm really watching the offensive line for the Colts here in week two. They have to make a statement, especially after what you saw Saquon Barkley do to this Packers run defense last week. I think the Colts run defense will be better this week. Now, you heard Gus Bradley, their defense coordinator, come out and basically say the reason why Joe Mixon ran for 159 yards is because they were basically scared to death of C.J. Stroud and the weapons they had, so they played coverage and they dropped as many guys as they could and basically were willing to allow the Texans to run the ball. Now, obviously, that got away from them quickly here and they could not control the run game. But especially if you see Willis at quarterback for some, if not most of, if not all of this game, I expect the Colts to sell out to stop the run, because at that point, if it is Malik Willis, the only threat really is Josh Jacobs, because I don't think the Colts, nor should anybody, trust Willis to be good enough to get the ball out to the receivers on a consistent basis.
A lot of young quarterbacks, obviously, in the division with the Colts. Richardson, Levis, Stroud, and Trevor Lawrence. I think that this division is the Texans' division for the foreseeable future. How do you see it?
For this year, I agree. I mean, to me, I have the Texans winning the division. I think it's their division for sure. I would push back on the foreseeable future just because I do think this Colts team is very talented. And the big question is if Anthony Richardson can become more consistent, which I think he will be as time goes on, assuming, and I'm knocking on wood here, he stays healthy. And I'm not ready to write off Trevor Lawrence. Like, even though I'm a Colts fan, I like Trevor Lawrence and I root for him. Now, it was not a great start to 2024 last week, kind of just disappearing in the fourth quarter. I think he's talented. I think he can, you know, still get to that high level, upper echelon of quarterback play. So I think it's really, like, I don't think there's a huge difference between the Texans, Colts, Jaguars going forward. This year, though, I would agree it is a Texans division to lose.
Who do you got? What's your pick for the Packers-Colts game this weekend?
I'm saying Colts 27-21. I think they do run the ball better, and I think that they're helped up big time again by the Jordan Love injury, obviously. And the Colts defense, because they're banged up, I still think they'll give up some points here. But I think they win. They cover on the road 27-21 Colts.
That would be not too surprising, I don't think, from a Packer fan standpoint, if that's how it goes. So we'll see how that goes. Now, again, check out our guy Ryan Hickey. He, of course, the executive producer of the JR Sport Brief show. Are you in again tonight hosting?
No, sir. JR is back here on a Football Friday.
But Hick at Night, Sundays from 9 p.m. To 1 a.m. Central on the Affinity Sports Network. You can also hear that here on 1250 a.m. The Fan. Thanks so much for coming on, man. Appreciate it, and keep up the good work.
Sparky, always a pleasure, man. Thanks so much for having me on.
You betcha. Take care. There he is, Ryan Hickey on the Infinity Sports Network.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Like
I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket. Follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.